From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter delivered a blunt rebuke to China for being out of step with international norms after an unprecedented pace of reclamation efforts in the disputed South China Sea. Mr. Carter saying it is unclear how much farther China will go. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore.
China's maritime actions are increasing the risk of miscalculation and conflict, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, said in a speech here Saturday. Carter notes China has reclaimed over 800 hectares and has done so in only the last 18 months.
There should be an immediate and lasting halt to land reclamation by all claimants.
The defense secretary also made it clear the United States would not recognize any Chinese attempt to assert a 22-kilometer territorial sea limit around disputed islands, reefs, and shoals. Steve Herman, VOA News, Singapore.
A senior Chinese military official was in the audience, took advantage of the subsequent question and answer question with the defense secretary to call his remarks groundless and not constructive. An extremely powerful earthquake has rocked the Pacific Ocean floor today, about 900 kilometers south of Tokyo. Scientists say there is no danger of a tsunami because the quake was centered 600 or more kilometers below the surface. The U.S. Geological Survey measured the quake at magnitude 7.8. Japan's meteorological agency pegged it at 8.5. Meantime, Boko Haram has killed 13 people and wounded 17 more in an attack on a residential area in Maiduguri in Nigeria's Borno state. One resident said he counted 40 explosions Friday night before he stopped tracking the rocket-propelled grenades being launched by insurgents in the city. This is VOA News. An airstrike by Syrian government forces has killed 71 people, most of them civilians, in the northern province of Aleppo, according to activists. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says military helicopters dropped barrel bombs on the rebel-held Sha'ar neighborhood of the city of Aleppo and on a market in the town of Al-Bab held by the Islamic State group. The U.S. and top Iranian diplomats are meeting in Switzerland today in an attempt to hammer out a nuclear deal, giving international inspectors access to Iran's military sites and scientists. Today's meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Geneva comes 1 month before a June 30th deadline for a final agreement on a deal. However, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has said international inspectors will not be given access to his country's military sites or scientists under any nuclear deal. Iran continues to insist its nuclear program is peaceful. A suicide bomber reportedly disguised as a woman blew himself up outside a Shia mosque in Saudi Arabia's predominantly Shia eastern province Friday, killing several. Edward Uranian is following the story from Cairo.
Amateur video showed worshippers shouting and screaming after the sound of the blast outside the Anoud mosque in the eastern province city of Damam. Other video showed fire engulfing at least half a dozen vehicles in a car park outside the building as a thick cloud of black smoke filled the air. Arab media reported that the suicide bomber was disguised as a woman dressed in a black abaya and face veil. It was not immediately clear if the bomber was wearing a belt packed with explosives or if his vehicle was booby-trapped. Saudi Arabia's top religious official, Grand Mufti Sheikh Abdulaziz Al-Sheikh, insisted that the blast was a crime and that those who were behind it would be punished. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued more than 4,200 migrants from the Mediterranean Sea in one day. The Coast Guard was helped in the effort by the Italian Navy plus German and Irish ships involved in the European Union's Triton operation. The Coast Guard said it also found 17 bodies. Worsening conditions in Libya, Syria, Nigeria, Mali, and Eritrea have caused a surge in migrants fleeing and a spike in human trafficking. Sepp Blatter easily won a fifth term as president of football's governing body, FIFA, on Friday, despite arrests earlier in the week of 14 FIFA officials on corruption charges and the announcement of twin corruption investigations into FIFA practices by both the U.S. and Switzerland. U.S. prosecutors say sports media executives paid or agreed to pay millions of dollars to FIFA officials in exchange for marketing rights to tournaments. Switzerland is conducting a separate probe into Russia's bid for the 2018 World Cup and Qatar's bid for 2022, and both countries deny wrongdoing. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.